sharing the message, Words from Jesus.
Always set an example for others by doing good actions. Teach with integrity and dignity. Your message is to be sound beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be ashamed, having nothing bad to say about us. Titus 2:7 and 8. That you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life. Philippians 2:15 and 16. In your witness to your friends, associates, and loved ones, often the most powerful confirmation to the teaching that you do is through your example. Let others see how I have changed you and brought happiness, love, and fulfillment into your life. Let them see the peace and contentment that you now feel. Let them observe the positive changes you've experienced, how you have greater power to overcome or resist the problems, temptations, or vices that had such a strong hold on you in the past. Let them see that even though you still encounter difficulties, you have my power to rise above them and come through victorious. Let them see you praise through the tests that come your way, rather than allowing them to get you down. Sermons are plentiful, and while they are important and of value, those who can live a good example, who can live the sermon they preach, will often have a much greater impact on those around them. Those who observe your example that backs up what you teach will know that it's not just hollow words, but that it's real and that it's attainable. Your family and friends know you. They know what you've been like in the past. They know your former habits. So when they see you take on my nature and see the good it brings about as you learn to be more like me, they have the opportunity to know that my power is real and can change lives. They may test you in your Christian graces, even intentionally, to see if what you've experienced is the real deal and if your change is genuine. But as you remain firm in your faith and unconditional in your love for them, they will not be able to deny the change that has occurred in your life. Be an example of my love and the message you share with others. Whether or not they accept me is up to them, but you will have laid the groundwork through your witness and your positive example. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. 1 Timothy 1:16. Sermons in Shoes. One of my fruitful witnesses, D.L. Moody, once said, "The preaching that this world needs most is the sermons in shoes that are walking with Jesus Christ." This is certainly true, especially in today's skeptical world. There are lots of people in the world who talk. They have lots of ideas, good morals, plans by which the world could be a better place. But so often those words are empty, because what is missing is the deeds to back up those words. Many people know this and have experienced it firsthand. So what captures their attention is not just words, but faith in action through deeds. When thinking about being a witness through your example, you might want to ask yourself these questions. Based on my actions, would those who interact with me be interested in having what I have? Is the way I live different enough from the often godless, uncaring, and selfish world around me that people would take notice? When I have the opportunity to witness to someone about Jesus, will the way I live match up with the truths I'm sharing? You don't need to go around waving a Jesus loves you sign. That is more likely to turn the skeptics away rather than draw them in. But if someone can believe that you care about them, especially in cases where there's no obligation to do so in their eyes, for example, you're not a close relative or friend, or they've been unhelpful or unkind to you, then that can set them on the road to believing that God loves them and discovering that He is the source of the love manifested through your kindness and concern for others. Being an example of my love takes a lot of humility. It takes giving, even when there's no response and even when there's rejection. It means genuinely caring for others, even when the other person doesn't seem particularly deserving or is difficult to be around or interact with. Being an example of my love means being humble enough to manifest love to those who seem like they're self-satisfied and don't need it, because you understand that in many cases, that's just a front to hide the hurts they have experienced. Love and humility go hand in hand, and in some ways are synonymous. That's why in order to be meek and lowly in heart, you have to stay close to me and learn of me. If your attitude is one of, I have as many problems as anyone else, but thankfully I found Jesus and He is my source of strength and love, then you will be better prepared to share my meekness and lowliness of heart with others. Of course, there is much more to being a witness for me than being an example of my love. You should be looking for opportunities to teach people about your faith so that they can find the same in me and my word. Particularly with friends and family, where there is familiarity involved, this can take time. But if you've been faithful to show them a loving example, then when you have the chance to give the sermon, the verbal witness, they'll be much more likely to be open to what you have to say, having seen firsthand the manifestation of my Spirit in your life. Plant the seeds of love with humility, and then water those seeds through your continued example. Live your life as a demonstration of all that you have learned and received in my word. While one man reads the Bible, 100 read you and me. D.L. Moody.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.